Glory to God forever and ever. Merry Christmas to you. This is Wonder and Reality. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time, and we are so grateful for this celebration today of you sending your Son, Jesus Christ, amen, to the earth. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are God. Amen. We welcome you here. God's sending his Son to the earth, the greatest story ever told, the greatest, this everlasting gospel. I just heard that phrase in the book of Revelation, the everlasting gospel. Yesterday I saw someone said Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. To think that God would offer today Jesus Christ, offering himself in totality through his Son Jesus Christ. And it's that, what's the answer though? It's the glory of the Lord. His glory and his majesty and his beauty in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this Christmas season is a celebration, right? Well, with Jesus Christ, it's an eternal celebration. It's glorious and awesome. I want us to catch that, you know, let the Holy Spirit reveal that to us. The greatest celebration is the Lord himself, his glory, his majesty, all that he is, which is an eternal revelation for those who find him. Eternal, that's such a key. Eternal revelation. A million years on the earth, we would just be beginning to know him. And it all flows from his glory. That, like, if we can, the Holy Spirit reveals this. He's the one. It's the Spirit who gives life. And so, the answer is for every person, go directly to him. And when someone finds him, they find the treasure, the priceless treasure beyond human words, the only true God. That's this revelation. You know, so someone may wonder, well, why is it about Jesus? Why is it so important? Why is it all about Jesus? You know, right now we're celebrating his birth. You know, God sending his Son to the earth. What an incredible celebration. At Easter, we celebrate his death, his resurrection. Those two miracles are perhaps the greatest miracles in the history of mankind. Number one, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, him coming, rising from the dead. Number two, his birth on the earth. And someone may wonder, okay, because this is God's, this is the gospel. This is God's love story for the world. Sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem mankind. This glorious. But the fascinating thing is, eternal celebration. So today, we can experience Jesus Christ fully. Amen. In an even greater way than those who were with him when he was a man on the earth. Greater than, you know, this is the perfect plan, the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus Christ within us and all around us. Amen. It's It's truly awesome. And I'm keeping these messages general because we do everything else. Sometimes, you know, we're like sheep. We're foolish often. But we do everything else but get the glory of the Lord. You know, the Lord Himself. And because when we find Him, everything flows from that. Everything. Like, someone may say, well, listening to this series and so forth, may say, well, what about new information? What's something new? Well, the greatest, newest, most glorious thing beyond human words today is His presence. The presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. That's in terms of newness and exciting and all of those similar descriptions on a scale of 0 to 10, that is infinity. So yes, there's a place for new information and understanding the Bible, for example, or, you know, new things. Absolutely, there's a place for that. Our ministry has published more than 40 books on various topics related to this. So they're on Amazon and other, most of them, many of them are on our website, wonderreality.org, for free. And there's, but I go back to, we don't need anything new. When we have the presence of Jesus, we realize that we have everything. We have, and He's going to bring the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Unlimited, will reveal all things to us. And that's the anointing is the greatest, can never be put into human words. Amen. And so the messages could, again, simple messages. We could give the same message every day for whoever, for every person on the earth, for believers, unbelievers, go directly to Him. And it is common sense. We must seek Him, love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and have a proper relationship with all people. As you may be able to tell, in this message and in the previous messages, like over the last few weeks, I'm trying to put into words something that is beyond human words, beyond human expression. Can never be put into human words. Too wonderful for us to comprehend. I'm trying to just explain it in different ways to build hunger in me and anyone who will listen. This, you know, it's fascinating. Jesus spoke about the treasure in a field, the pearl of great price. He spoke about the kingdom of God. That was His main topic. And, you know, He never actually said what the kingdom of God specifically is. That was His main topic. His second main topic was faith. But His main, from the beginning of His ministry until all the way through, you know, the first thing that He said was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. All the way through His whole ministry, it's by far His most frequently taught topic. And now that Jesus lived on the earth, died, rose again, ascended to heaven, and now that the Holy Spirit has been sent, we know what the kingdom of God is. If we want to summarize it, it's Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's I mean, how glorious this is. I keep emphasizing this and the fact that God wants to fellowship with man, with human beings, because I don't hear this a lot. God wants to fellowship with you. He wants to fellowship with every person. As hard, as difficult as life is, as hard as it is, and as this, it seems like this great mystery, and there's just so many things we don't understand, and there's so much dysfunction and suffering in the world. So, I mean, I could go on and on with that, right? So many things that keep us from this one thing. So many things that keep people from getting saved. So many things that keep people in from moving from the first phase, the born-again phase, into being filled with the Holy Spirit. So many things. It's incredible. How, I mean, just even in our own personal life, we would say the same thing. For me, it's that way. There's so many, I mean, just pressures and this and financial concerns and health issues and things we have to do, and we've got to take care of our family and take care of our, you know, all these different things. And lo and behold, the answer, the one thing we're neglecting, and that's seeking Him and finding the presence of Jesus. That's the answer. Even every day. A great man of God, I just heard him teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, something that I hadn't heard. Here's something new. Now, here's the thing. When someone has the anointing, the Holy Spirit reveals new things, like all the time, every day. Every day is an adventure. We're not looking for the adventure. We're looking just for the glory of the Lord. Find Him, you find everything. But this great teacher is talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is technically the third phase of the four phases of knowing God. This glorious baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus baptizes. Amen. John said He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. This great man of God points out that we receive the baptism every day. Isn't that fascinating? It is a one-time thing, I believe, but it's also something every day. And if we don't pursue it and pursue Him, we miss out. We won't get it. It's this, I mean, and all truth is parallel. Even every day, a believer has the privilege of choosing to follow and Jesus and serve Him every day. And if a believer doesn't do that, even if they have good intentions, again, and they're distracted with many things, well, they miss out. Same truth with unbelievers. If they don't get saved, if they don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they really miss out. They miss heaven, and if they die, they'll end up in hell, the eternal fire, forever. They're really missing out. Believers, because they have chosen God and not self, fortunately, they are at least saved because God is so merciful and loving. If they just stay with Him, they'll make it to heaven. They don't have to choose full. I mean, every person has to serve God to the best of their ability, stay with Jesus Christ their whole life. Amen. And they'll make it to heaven. But they will have missed out because they haven't done what Jesus said to do, which is give Him everything that we have. It's very simple. God's given every person everything that they have that's good, their life and everything good. So we simply give it back to Him. Simple. God believes in, God has chosen every person. He chose to create them. He simply asked that we choose Him and not self. That's simple. He believes in every person. Yes, every person. He simply asked that they believe in Him. But isn't that fascinating that all true, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if we don't pursue Him and it's not like we have to say, okay, Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit today. If the Holy Spirit tells someone to do that, yeah, they should do that. But it's just that seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him. It's not some extreme thing. We don't have to fast for 40 days, and we don't have to. It's a privilege and a pleasure, and what a privilege that the most exclusive being in the universe offers Himself to us in totality, and we get to seek Him, serve Him, worship Him, learn from Him. Glory to God. The glory of the Lord. That's the answer. So wonderful and beautiful. And so many things that keep us from that. Even if we have a improper relationship with people, you know, if we have unforgiveness at all, that's going to block us receiving Him, because that I've been convicted of some things even in recent days about in that area. I like that song, "I Let My Words Be Few." How we need that, you know. Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to the earth as a man, living like us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing these wonderful things to us. I pray for those listening and believe with them for their needs, for their, we all have needs. I believe with them, and in the powerful, mighty, glorious, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.